Welcome to Season 5 of the Long-Winded One podcast. Listen as we showcase original work from top Royal Road authors, read by professional voice actors. Hear interviews from your favourite Lit RPG and Game Lit authors. Lastly, listen as the Long-Winded One tries his hand at his first ever Lit RPG novel, The Four Treasures.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of The Long-Winded One. I am always thrilled to do these interviews. Tonight I have another Royal Road author with me named Angry Spider. Welcome to the podcast, Angry Spider.
Thank you very much.
And so what we're going to do tonight is I have a series of questions for you that people are dying to hear. They're dying to learn more about you and sort of what brought you to writing, what brought you to Royal Road. And then we're going to introduce your story that we're going to hear. We had an audiobook narrator read a small piece of your work, Doomga Isekai. Near the end of the episode, we will have you like kind of set up the piece that we're going to hear, and we'll learn more about you through the course. So I'm going to go right to the first question here, which is, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from. You could tell us the influences that sort of brought you into writing, brought you into the world of Lit RPG, if you don't mind.
Well, I've always really enjoyed reading and writing, but more the former than the latter, if I'm being completely honest. My mom likes to say that I could read before I could talk, and based on the story she's told, I don't doubt that that's incorrect. One of the earliest stories I can remember reading is the Lord of the Rings trilogy, interestingly, though I doubt I understood all of it at the time.
How old were you when you read those?
I was 8.
8 years old. Wow. Usually people don't start on those for a little while.
Well, rest assured that I didn't manage to finish the Silmarillion until well into my teens.
I gotcha. So tell us about other hobbies that may have led to this love of reading and writing. Was Dungeons and Dragons a factor?
Believe it or not, I didn't play my first Dungeons and Dragons game until about a year ago.
Really? And so what was the setting?
The setting was a series of very large islands on a technically endless sea. The character of yours truly was a Kenku bard named Abby Praiseworthy. Adorable design. Atrocious mouth.
Those are the most fun to play, I think. So I have another burning question. I'm curious about your name, Angry Spider. Where did that come from?
Honestly? Okay, so that name is from when I was about 9 or 10 years old, and from when Minecraft was still a brand new game. I used to play it with 5 of my sisters, and I picked a character who had it was just a cave spider wearing a suit, and I named my character Angry Spider. And that became my email, and it has not changed in over a decade at this point. It was less a context of deliberately choosing my name and more, it's just what I've always had.
I gotcha. Well, Angry Spider, we're going to drill more into Lit RPG and Game Lit. Could you tell us how you came to that world? Was there somebody that you started reading and you just kind of fell in love with it?
Lit RPG is an interesting thing in the sense that in terms of physical literature, it's very limited. And in terms of online literature, it is drastically dominant.
Tell me more. What do you mean?
There aren't a whole lot of published Lit RPG or Game Lit novels. And there are some, don't get me wrong. But at this point, there is so many of them, especially with the incoming heaps of isekai stories, that it's just an overburdened genre, publishing-wise. And its own tropes have also appeared.
Sure. So who was your sort of entry point?
I think probably the first Lit RPG I read was, Chrysalis by Rhinoz, if you've heard of that one.
I haven't, but if you can, send us the link and we'll put it in the description of this episode. So you read Chrysalis. Did you instantly fall in love with the genre? Did it speak to you, or did it take a few more Lit RPG novels before you kind of got hooked?
I think it took a few more before I was really into the genre as a whole, but Chrysalis was an excellent introduction because it sort of introduced me to the concept of an otherwise very weak character attaining strength through, well, numbers. And it was an interesting concept at the time because a system, a universal application of talents where the characters were physically and instantly rewarded for their efforts, even if only on a small scale, was one that meant that there genuinely was no requirement to, no base point for a person's growth in a lit RPG.
I think that if you've been in the genre long enough, you'll see all kinds of entry points, right? You'll see, you know, in the case of what I'm reading now, The Big Sneaky Barbarian, where the main character is actually subpar for skills, or the or the Critical Failures novels, where the characters are just bumbling idiots and they can't get out of their own way.
Well, bumbling idiots are quite enjoyable after all.
They sure are. Yeah. So tell us, how did you discover Royal Road?
Well, I really always enjoyed writing stories, even if I was, to be quite blunt, pretty bad at them. But I never really knew how to get feedback on them or where to put them. And so I just Googled online place to publish stories, and Royal Road was the first result. So I was like, well, okay, I'll get into that.
And how long have you been writing there?
Well, I believe I've been writing since 2020, as most authors have, because COVID just crashed everything, and as a result, it let everyone start writing as much as they wanted.
I gotcha. And how has your experience been so far on Royal Road?
It's been mixed. I think that for the most part, I would say it's been positive. There have been a few negative aspects, but by far the biggest assistance on Royal Road is the innumerable number of readers willing to provide constructive criticism.
That's an interesting way to say there's a lot of people complaining.
Well, yes, that too.
I got you.
To be quite blunt, at that point in time, my skills were raw, to say the least. And having constructive criticism, even if it was a lot of complaining, helped me figure out what I was doing wrong.
Did you start with a Doom Guy?
I don't actually remember what the story was called, but it was about a, frankly, very weak ant.
Doesn't sound like a lit RPG.
It doesn't. I didn't understand the genre very well at the time, so it was more with very vague game lit. I'd say that Doom Guy was the first full-on game lit.
Okay, and so are you looking to become published one day? Have you sort of capitalized on your Royal Road following and created a Patreon? What is your path through writing? Like, what's your end goal?
I really would like to become published at some point, but I've done some research into that, and there is a lot of difficulties in getting published.
Okay. Well, based on your following on Royal Road, I think probably the future looks brighter for you than it might for the average person, the average main character out here. So what I've noticed is a lot of these, as we can call them, big names in lit RPG, they start somewhere like Royal Road, they create a Patreon page, they build, you know, they capitalize on that following on Patreon, and then they use that money that they earn through Patreon, through their patrons, and they, you know, hire a voice actor or they hire artists to do cover art. And sort of That's, they either become self-published or they look for a publisher at that point. And I'm wondering if in pairing you with Jack Sapsford, the voice actor who read Doom Guy, if maybe that this medium is looking appealing to you now.
Honestly, it does look pretty good, if nothing else for the quality of Jack's recording. It's an interesting experience hearing my story read out loud, especially with such a quality that Jack managed to achieve on it. And it's a nice feeling, I gotta say.
Gosh, you've been on Royal Road for about 4 years now, writing at least. Is there any particular advice that you would give to an aspiring writer?
Yes. I'd say that my specialty in any piece of writing, and especially important for lit RPG, is action. And if I had one specific piece of advice regarding action, it is that a sentence, as far as a reader is concerned, is a moment. If you have a lot of sentences, even if they're short, then that's a lot of moments, and it makes the action feel drawn out. So if you have a single long sentence with several commas and several instances, several actions all chained together in a moment, then it feels like a much faster paced action sequence.
So you're telling aspiring writers to write run-ons is what you're telling. I'm just kidding.
Only write run-ons in action.
I got you.
And be sure to keep the actions separated between characters.
Okay. All right. Well, any other advice for aspiring writers that you might have?
When people say show, don't tell, Just look up what it means.
Give me an example.
Okay. So the first time someone told me show, don't tell, I was like, all right, perfect. I don't know what that is. And that happened the second time as well. And then finally, the third time, someone said, okay, so show, don't tell means that to show an action means not to tell the reader what's going on. For example, well, we'll use Jack in this case. Jack read the story passionately. Okay, perfect. I've been told what's happening, but I haven't been shown the impact of that event. So what would be more accurate to do is, Jack leaned close to his microphone, intrigue suffusing his voice as he carefully scanned the words, making sure not to trip or stutter on a single one.
Show, don't tell. That's the first time I've heard that.
I think that probably the comment section is Royal Road's greatest strength, because that's a direct, that's really a direct, like, display of how your readers are reading your story and what parts of it they perceive, and sometimes noticing your typos. But most importantly, the ability to interact with my readers is the ability to improve based off of their recommendations. And it's like my mom said, not all the advice you're going to hear is the advice you're going to use. But the advice you're going to hear is, at the very least, advice.
Sure. And I've heard from other authors that the first time they hear something, they think, okay, maybe that's a good suggestion. But if they hear it two and three and four times, then they start considering it a lot more. Would you say that that's accurate for your writing?
Absolutely correct. That's the case with Show, Don't Tell. I saw it so many times in my earlier writing that I decided that it really had to be important for so many people to be pointing it out.
So tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear tonight. Can you set the scene for us?
Okay, so Doomguy Isekai, inherent of its title, is a frankly very indulgent lit RPG fan fiction of Doom, wherein the protagonist, which I don't think most people don't know at this point, is transported instead of the traditional isekai terrain of a castle or a meadow or perhaps even a new body, but instead is transported directly to another world's hell. And, well, this is his natural domain. He's very excited to be there, in all honesty.
How did you come to write Doom fanfiction? Were you a heavy, active Doom player?
Well, that's the fun part, and kind of the embarrassing part, is that prior to writing Doomguy Isekai, I had never played a single game.
Really? How in the world did you pick this topic?
One of my friends on the Angry Spider Discord server, the official one, asked me to write a one-shot of Doomguy. And so I did, and it was very indulgent and maybe a little more loose than most of my writing. It was very much intended to be a one-shot, full of action, not really considering future plot. And, well, it got 100 followers in a day. So I was like, well, okay, time to invest in that.
I'd say so. And so where do you sit right now in terms of how many folks are following the story?
Well, last I checked, 3,200.
Very impressive. And how many views would you say?
I believe 1.2 million.
Wow. I think that's what people don't realize. How many people are reading these things on Royal Road?
It's definitely more than you expect.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's on the horizon for you? Are you going to keep writing Doomguy stories, or do you have something else in the works?
I would like to finish Doomguy Isekai. I owe it to that many readers to at least finish what I started. However, plot-wise, I don't think that I gave it enough of a strong start to give it the genuine scope that I think I'm capable of.
Does that mean a rewrite of the beginning?
Either a rewrite or a new project entirely, which would not be the first time.
I've heard that many times from Royal Road authors, yes. Tell us, you mentioned a Discord server. Tell us where to find you. Do you have any socials or any websites you'd like to talk about?
I have very few social media profiles. I've got one on YouTube where I upload the music that I wrote for the soundtrack of my stories.
You definitely have to include that link.
Will do. I have the Discord server, as is aforementioned, and the link to that Discord server is a permanent link that can be found on most of my stories.
Well, Angry Spider, thank you for coming tonight. We enjoyed having you, and we enjoyed talking with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us down this Lit RPG deep dive. please consider giving us a review on Apple Podcasts and visit us over at longwinded.one, where you can see past episodes and find all of our socials, even our new Discord server. We hope you enjoy.